Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
On the phone with us now is a man who I saw speak at a church just recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, and thought we have to chat to this guy, David Gotts from International China Concern. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, could you start by telling us a little bit about what is International China Concern?
Absolutely, yeah. International China Concern is an organization that was founded about 15 years ago, back in 1993. And it's an organization that really started out of a personal experience I had going into an orphanage in southern China. I was visiting a friend in southern China and seeing the orphanage in which she was working. And as I was going through the orphanage, I just began to realize the absolutely terrible situation in which many of China's abandoned and disabled children live. And so I kind of came out of that experience having seen, you know, children covered in skin diseases, children who were wasting away from neglect, children who were suffering from illness and malnourishment. Just kind of asking myself the question, you know, what does it mean to respond to a situation like this? What does it mean to try and make a difference in a situation of this size where you have hundreds of thousands of children who are suffering in orphanages across a country like China? And International China Concern was really that response. It was a sense from God that he was leading me to somehow try and make a difference. And obviously, as one person, you feel totally overwhelmed by that kind of experience. And yet, even feeling overwhelmed, there was a sense of God saying, yeah, I want to do something here. I want to transform this situation. And so I kind of took that tentative first step, and God really just birthed a vision in my heart to see China's children come to know his love, come to have hope for the future, and to be able to look forward with great, you know, to the future with great opportunity. So that's sort of, the in a nutshell, what International China Concern does. It brings love, hope, and opportunity to some of China's most neediest children.
So why is it, do you think, that these children were neglected in such a way?
Well, the situation in China today, you know, we hear so much about how China's economy is developing and how there's so much affluence in that country. And, you know, that's true. There really is a lot of change taking place. There are millions of people who are being lifted out of poverty. And yet there are still those, some of the weakest and the most vulnerable in society that are struggling and facing incredible challenges. And China's disabled children specifically are some of those that are the most in need. And the reason for that is, you know, families giving birth to a child with a disability face just some incredible challenges. They face a lot of prejudice from their families if they have a disabled child. There's a lot of shame involved in having a disabled child. And also, there's just a complete lack of support services. And so families not only are dealing with prejudice and pressure, but they're also dealing with the complete lack of support. You know, and the government, whilst trying to improve the situation, has got somewhat limited resources as it tries to care for, you know, a country of 1,300 million people. Mm. And so, you know, the children that are born with disabilities usually end up being abandoned by their families, who just become desperate because they don't know what else to do. And then those children end up in the state orphanages. And once in the state orphanages, you know, there's just a constant flow of children coming in. And so it's not long before the resources are used up and the staff become burnt out. And then it really just is a process of deterioration over a matter of weeks, sometimes a couple of months. And that can result in up to 80% of the children that go into China's orphanages usually passing away within that period of time.
This is a rotten situation. And the thing is, it's all clearly about to be exposed, I guess, with the Paralympics. How are they going to save face during this time?
Well, I think, you know, China is a nation that is coming out of a really turbulent history. You know, they're coming out not only of sort of 50 years of a closed, you know, communist-controlled economy, but also out of thousands of years of real struggle and suffering. And it is a nation that is beginning to sort of step up and beginning to experience some degree of affluence and some degree of change. And I think the Chinese government, the Chinese people, they want to change and develop. But oftentimes they may feel that they lack the kind of skill to do that. They feel like they're lacking, you know, the training. They're lacking the know-how to be able to take the children on a journey from facing and challenge to actually being able to have lives of meaning. And so, you know, what we do as an organization is we take them on that journey. We work with them to ensure that they do have the skills and the training and they do have the resources so that they can learn. And hopefully through that process, you know, they can actually begin to see their country be transformed and developed. So the Paralympics is another step on that journey. It's another step for China to move from being a country that really has never considered how to deal with the numbers of people that are born with disabilities to actually becoming a people that acknowledge within their society they have people with these needs. And the Paralympics will hopefully be a good stepping stone in terms of raising that awareness.
David, we're in Sydney, Australia. This problem is in China. What can those in Sydney do?
Well, there's so much that people in Sydney can do. I mean, one of the most fundamental things is to ask yourself the question, what do I have that I can contribute to a situation like this? And the reality is each and every single one of us has something that we can do. You know, we can pray. I mean, prayer is just one of the most basic things. We can pray and ask God to be raising up more people to go and to be part of this, you know, being an answer in this situation. We can pray that God will open more doors for more children's lives to be impacted and changed. Financially, you know, there's so much we can give, whether it's a little or a lot, you know, whether it's out of our excess or whether it's out of, sacrificial giving. We can get involved in sponsoring a child so that children in orphanages get some of the resources that they need to be able to have the life that we would want them to have. So, you know, $30 a month, sponsor a child. Or alternatively, if you've got more to give, then look at the situation and ask where you can contribute and make a significant difference. You can go. Our organization, International China Concern, we run short-term teams, and people can go and spend, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time working hands-on with children in these circumstances, reaching out and sharing God's love, you know, making a difference practically in that way. And then one of the other things people can do, and this is something that's right around the corner, is get involved in an event we hold each year called Walk the Wall. And people can learn about this on our website. But essentially what it is a walkathon where people all around the world on September 13th will join us to walk 10Ks. And through raising sponsorship, we can actually raise such a significant amount of money that we can create the kind of homes and care centers that these children need. We did this last year, and we raised $250,000 just in one day. And that was able to transform the lives of children in China, creating a new children's care center that provides therapy and vocational training. And it's the difference between life and death for so many of the kids. So there are lots of ways to be involved. And certainly on our website, you can go on there and see all of the different opportunities that exist.
Probably the website would be the first place to go, I reckon, with all of those many ways to get involved. Give us the website.
It's www.chinaconcern, ChinaConcern, chinaconcern.org. And, people can go on there and they can learn all about the work. If people want to watch a little documentary about the work we do, they can go to chinaconcern.org/documentary. And there you can watch a 7-minute special feature which talks about all of the work that ICC does.
David Gotz, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you today. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.